This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, there we go.
Thanks very much. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the cross-community working group call of the 2nd of February 2017. Today is a Thursday, and it's our first call of the year. We had a little time to recoup from last year's activities, and there were a number of action items. Today's call is going to be primarily on, on two things. First, policy topics, a review of what's been happening since our last call as far as policy was concerned, and then important organizational topics coming from action items that we had during our last call and our last face-to-face meeting. We can start with a roll call, please. Desiree.
Okay. And I apologize in advance if I pronounce your name wrong. We have in the room Angela from IMDA, Barry Cobb, Jim Prendergast, Judith Hellerstein, Wilf Helsinger, Lisa Moisander, Michael Ohia, Tatiana Tropina, and for the chairs, we have Olivier Crippen-LeBlond, and we're still waiting for Rafiq Damak to join us again. And for staff, we have myself, Desiree Cabrera, and Nigel Hickson.
Thank you very much, Desiree. Olivier Crippen-LeBlond speaking. Nigel, I note you are on the call. You did say you were going to be late. I'm not quite sure whether you are just in listening mode or not. If I don't know whether you can say or type in the chat whether you're able to speak. Today's call, as I said, a mix of both policy and organizational topics. We are, first thing I need to ask is whether there are any amendments, suggested amendments to the agenda. The agenda is currently displayed on the wiki page and also on the Adobe Connect room. I'm not seeing any hands up for amendments to be done, so the agenda is adopted as it is currently on the screen. And as I mentioned just before the call started, we might have to shuffle the policy topics and the organizational topics and swap them over in case Nigel is unable to take part in the first part of the call. Let's go directly to our action items from our last call. That was on the 21st of December 2016. There were a number of action items. I think many are actually done. Devise a process for the working group to respond to consultation. Devise a process for the working group to respond to the sounding board requests from staff. I have sent two separate emails to the mailing list with my very, very first draft 0.00001. It's just to get the conversation going. I've had so far some response from Marilyn Cade on the response to the consultation, letting me know that the numbers that I'm looking at, you know, 5 days here, 5 days there, 5 days there, make the response way too long-winded and the process too long-winded to be able to respond in the usual time that is allocated. We are on this call, as you will have noticed, we have a very busy agenda. We probably do not have time to discuss this, and I was going to suggest that we discuss these things first on the mailing list, and then touch on these and discuss them more extensively in our next call later on this month. Clearly, I'd like some feedback on this and for us to devise a process that can be both flexible, that will allow us to gauge the feedback from our communities whilst at the same time stay within the time limits that are often imposed by these external consultations, with a very, very fast turnover turnover time. Are there any comments on these two agenda items? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. So then, next, Marilyn Kay, to work with staff to produce a timeline for internet governance activities in 2017. She has indeed worked with staff, and we will be touching on this later on in this call. The co-chairs to work with Nigel Hickson to put the annual review report together, and that's again part of today's call. You will have an update on this. draft outline on annual report to include adding sessions and events, adding the discussions and the various calls of this year's timeline and next year's is all in place. There is actually a link in our agenda that will take us to this draft outline. Mark Havel to check if the GAC chair, with the GAC chair on the status of GAC with regards to CCWG charter. Is the GAC a chartering organization? Mark has come back to us and told us that the GAC is not a chartering organization. And the reason for this being that the GAC did not want to be a potential barrier to the working group coming up with the recommendations or statements due to the complexity of the GAC's consensus process. And then launch a discussion on what the working group is trying to accomplish. This is yet to be done. I think that's probably the next thing we'll have to do after this call. And I also asked for volunteers to populate the subgroups to work on the cross-community working group charter and the annual report. The annual report, for the time being, is not that much of a priority because we have someone who's picked up the pen, a staff member, a consultant, who's going to produce a first draft. So it's more of a case of feedback on this, and I think that we'll probably have that from the whole working group. The CCWGIG charter probably requires a few more people to help out. So we'll touch on this in a moment. And finally, build a comparison table taking current CCWGIG charter paragraph by paragraph in order to compare it step by step with CCWG guidelines from GNS. So Rafiq is leading on this, and we've had Greg Shatton very kindly putting this together, and we'll see that in a moment. Is there any feedback on the action items? I guess that most of them will be dealt with in the current call. Seeing no hands up from anyone and monitoring the chat, having no further response on this, I would like to ask now if we need to swap the policy topics with the organizational topics and find out from Nigel Hickson if he is able to speak on this call or if he is currently taken up elsewhere. I trust that Nigel is taken up elsewhere, not being able to hearing him. Oh, someone has just joined. Could this be Nigel Hickson?
Yes, this is Youngham. Hi.
Oh, hello, Youngham. Youngham Lee, co-chair.
Hi.
Welcome. So it's not, I guess Nigel is unable to speak. Could I ask if there are any objections to us swapping the policy topics with the organizational topics? So we can move forward first with the maybe the GNSO Council request for cross-community working group internet governance charter. And may I also ask, Desiree, is Sam Dickinson likely to be on this call as well, or is she not?
I don't know, unfortunately. Nigel will be able to speak better to that
when he can. Okay. So with Nigel unable to speak, I hope that Rafiq is able to speak, and we're going to move. I don't see anyone objecting to moving the agenda around, and I do apologize for this, but this is just things that have come up in the past 5 minutes. So we will move to agenda item 4B, B for Bravo, GNSO Council request for CCWGIG charter amendments. And you will have on the agenda page two links, one to a comparison table that Greg Shatton has put together and one to a workspace which contains all of the documents, including charter and other details. I'll hand the floor over to Rafiq Damak to take over this part of the call. Rafiq, you have the floor.
Okay, thanks Olivier, can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Welcome.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for switching or swapping the agenda items. It's quite late here, so happy. With regard to the charter amendments, as you said, Greg created the comparison table. And the basic idea here is really to kind of highlight what is missing or the difference between our current charter and the cross-community working group principles framework. So the comparison table is using the template for the charter from the framework, and it's already showing that we have some overlap, but also some parts that we need to add or to amend to be aligned. We get a small group of volunteers, and to move forward, we are scheduling a call next week, early next week. In terms of timeline, we have to kind of really act quickly. We have a few weeks remaining before Copenhagen meeting. And if we put the outcome of our work, it should be aligned with the schedule for the GENESO. So if I am assuming that we have to prepare motion and the report, that should be shared 10 days before the public meeting of the GENESO Council in Copenhagen. And I think that will be, I think the meeting will be in the 16th, so it should be the 6th of March. So we have like around 1 month to finish the work. The idea is really to continue with the comparison table and start editing and adding the amendment. And while we did the call for volunteers last time, we really get few, and so I want to take the opportunity this time to ask if those who want to join, in particular having experience with charter drafting, to come and help us with this work. Also, you can see a link, which is the workspace, that includes several documents, I think, like the current charter, document from GENESO listing a different structure they are using, and the report from the cross-community group on cross-community working group principles framework. So this is the kind of reference we are using for now. Yep, that was kind of briefing about the current status and our plan for the next steps in the coming weeks. Having in mind this the kind of that we have a kind of tight schedule to deliver to the GENESO.
Thanks very much, Rafi. So Olivia speaking. Are there any comments or questions? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. I have a question for you on the table of so you've got a charter and you've got the cross-community working group charter template. How do you expect moving through this? Would it be on the call, you will go line by line and compare one and the other? Will you be making amendments on the fly, or what's the sort of work process for this?
Okay. That's a really good question. So while we tried to work kind of in asynchronous way through mailing list, through mail thread, I don't think that we are moving enough quickly. I will take the list off and try to add, and that's why also I am asking the members of the small group, is really to start adding in the Google Doc, the missing, what we think is missing, and use mostly the core really kind of to work in any contentious point or to agree on next steps. I don't think at the first phase we can really go like line by line. It will take a long time, and so I would prefer for myself at least to in the next days before the kind of small group call to populate as much as possible and to give a kind of start giving shape to the kind of amendment charter. And that's why I'm kind of I will send a reminder to the volunteers to start looking at the Google Doc and making edits. So it will be in suggestion mode just to avoid any kind of messing with the document.
Yeah, thanks, Rafiq. Olivia speaking. I currently note the document seems to be in editing mode, not in comment mode, so perhaps one has to be careful.
Suggestion mode, yep. So, Olivia, taking the opportunity to ask you a question, while we are trying to deliver this to the GNSO, because that's coming as a request by GNSO, which is taking initiative in terms of kind of reviewing our charter and activities. But from the ALAC or ATLAS standpoint, is there any expectation or how they will deal with the deliverable that we are trying to get in the coming weeks?
Thanks, Rafiq. Olivier Capanablon speaking. The ALAC side of things, I have certainly not asked the ALAC any question regarding this document. The question, I think, was originally a GNSO request. So the working group is working in response to the GNSO request. I gather that if the charter is to be amended in any way, there would then need to also be ALAC approval for the amendments of the charter, and there would obviously be also need to be a CCNSO approval for the changes. I guess so far the ALAC in its annual meeting during the last ICANN meeting just reconducted the group for another year, as I said, so if the charter is to be changed, yeah, there would probably need to be the ALAC would have to look at it. But I guess the ball really is in the GNSO's court at the moment. As an action item, and it's a good point that you've made, I will inform the ALAC chair of the work that is currently going on and to expect that there would be some changes. I guess the default is that there would be some changes. Is that correct, Rafiq?
Yeah, I think so. Just I want to check. As you said, it's a request from the GNSO, and so we are responding to them. So I'm not expecting that they will kind of vote for a new charter or at that time, but they will kind of review what our response, but just maybe kind of taking kind of some steps ahead and think what will be the process to be followed. I will reach the GNSO Council and maybe taking more clarification about how they will proceed. So that's maybe adding as an action item for me to do so.
Okay.
That's it on my side.
Thanks for this, Rafiq. Yeah, what I will do then as an action item for me is to inform the ALAC that the process has started and that perhaps there should be some time allocated in the ALAC's own agenda in the Copenhagen meeting to be discussing the charter amendments so that at least there wouldn't be just a discussion in the GNSO Council and in the GNSO, but the ALAC would also be aware of the things that are taking place. I don't expect the ALAC to spend a significant amount of time on this issue, but certainly putting some time aside for this to be discussed is a good idea.
Also, I think the same should be the same should be done also at the CCNSO level, just to keep all the children organization aware about this activity. So.
Yeah, Yongam Lee?
Yes?
So, Yongam, yes. Will you be asking the CCNSO then as well?
The CCNSO actually is expecting to see a revised charter as well. So if we start working on it, I think once we start working on it, I will also try to contribute and present the product, the results to the CCNSO. They haven't set a specific timeline, but they are expecting something very similar, I guess, to what the GNSO is asking for.
Okay, thanks for this, Yongam. So that's fine. Anything else, Rafiq, on this topic?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, thanks very much for starting this work. And as I mentioned earlier in the call, if there are any other volunteers to help with this process, you now have a link to the table. Obviously, you can comment directly on the table, but if you would like to join the small group that is working on this, please let Rafiq know. We can then continue with, now that Nigel Hickson has arrived on the call, we can probably move on then to 4A, the proposal of the annual review. I note that Sam Dickinson is also on the call. And so, Sam Dickinson is the consultant that has been retained to help with this process. I'm not sure whether I should give the floor over to Nigel or to Sam.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Nigel Hickson. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Thank you, Nigel.
Yes, well, I apologize for joining the call late. As we discussed in our previous call before Christmas, this is an urgent piece of work following the discussions and meetings in Hyderabad and going on from there. We're embarked on it, and Sam Dickinson is no stranger to many of you. She's worked for ICANN before in a number of different areas, including the INA transition, etc. And she's helping out here with the report, taking sort of input from staff, Desiree and others, and putting together drafts which she'll obviously share with the co-chairs, and we'll go from there. Anyway, I'll obviously let her talk about where we've got to. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Nigel. Sam Dickinson.
Hi. I sent Nigel a copy of the draft earlier. I'm not sure if he's passed it on to the co-chairs.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so I have a draft at the moment.
Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
Okay, so I've got a draft at the moment that Nigel has and he will pass on shortly. It's at the moment, and this is not the complete version because I still need to add in things like an executive summary, the summary of the 2014 and 2015 material, but I'll make that as brief as possible. It's 14 pages long as it is. So I can give you an overview of the sections, if that's useful.
Yes, Olivia speaking. That would be really helpful. There is a link in our agenda to a Google Doc page that had a very first draft overview of the structure of the report, and it had some comments on the side. Did you take that into account?
Yeah. So based on that and the comments I'd sent through that on the before the call that I had with you and Nigel, a few weeks ago, I've just modified the structure a bit just to make it make a little more sense for the that the CWG is trying to use this for. So rather than being or looking like an annual report, some of those sections weren't fitting as a strict annual report. So it's a more brief, the new title draft is Report on the 2016 Active Working Group on Internet Governance. So it will have an executive summary, an introduction which includes a description of why report is being written, a brief overview of the establishment of the working group, including some, and I would really appreciate some double checking on the dates, because what I've done is try to list the dates that the mailing list for the working group was first created, as well as the final draft process, but I've had trouble finding references to when chartering organisations may have formally approved the document. So I'd really, if you have any of those dates, that would be fantastic. I've added in a section on the highlights of the charter, so looking at the objectives, scope of activities, and the fact that it's meant to write reports on progress and key links to CCWG materials, which is a new section, but just easy for anyone who hasn't followed CCWG to easily go to the hot topics within the CCWG wiki. I will include the 2014-2015 activities as an annex so that it doesn't interrupt flow, because the next section in the report looks at what the CCWG has done in 2016. So I've separated that into the engagement by the CCWG with the wider ICANN community. So that's looking at ICANN, internet governance, public sessions, etc. The second section is on the engagement of the CCWG in external events. So that's things like this forum, WTSA, IGF. And then the third section is about the internal workings of the CCWG, so the phone meetings, at ICANN meetings, teleconferences, and the mailing list. When you do have a look at the teleconference section, it's long, and so in the outline that was on the Google Docs, there was a request to include a summary of the discussion that was held. What I've tried to do is use the materials, the agenda, and the action items, but condense it so it's less specific for the chartering organisations that don't need to know more administrative matters like, you know, we're going to do a doodle poll for the next meeting. So that has reduced a lot of the material that way. What's next? Then I still have to do a summary of the mailing list discussions, because that's a bit more detailed, followed by a section which lists all the members, and then under that, a section looking at the participation by stakeholder group, ASO, also ACSO. So I'm still waiting on those statistics. A section that looks at the CCWG IG activities in 2017, but that's just a very brief section which is going to be discussing basically what you're discussing on the current call, what you're planning to do for the next year, with a link to the annex, which will have the timeline of internet activities that are in your line of sight. Then we get to just two annexes, which is the activities for... Can you still hear me? That was...
Yeah, we can still hear you. There's a ringing from somewhere.
Activities for 2000. Okay, good. Versus the activities for 2014 and 15, I don't think I've still got to do that more than a page, and then the timeline is the second annex. So in all, it's probably going to be at least 18 pages, but you'll be pleased to note a lot of bullet points and white space, so it doesn't look scary and difficult to read. So it should be quite accessible for the chartering organisation to understand.
Okay, well, thanks for this, Sam. It's Olivier speaking. I haven't got a copy of the report, so it's a bit difficult to comment on it, but I'm looking forward to see the first draft. And I guess maybe one thing that we should do, would you then share it on a Google Doc so we can all comment on the document directly between now and the next call?
I can. It's going to lose the formatting. So what I might do is also make it available as a PDF, because one of the things is to make it easily readable, but that doesn't translate easily into Google Docs.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's well understood. I mean, first thing, I guess, is to send the first copy of it over to the mailing list in PDF mode, and then also have it on the Google Docs so people can comment on it directly. If you say it's 15 pages, I find it pretty hard often to collect people's responses when they say, well, page 5, paragraph 4, especially when some are watching this or reading it in a format that might be a letter format and others in A4 format, which does make it a bit different, especially with page numbers and so on. Are there any comments or questions on what Sam has taken us through at the moment?
This is Youngham?
Yes, Youngham, please, Youngham Lee.
Yes, thank you. I agree with Olivier's suggestion that we comment on the document, but I would just like to suggest that we set a date as a deadline for commenting on it, so that we can have a more definite timeline to move on.
Yeah, thanks, Youngham. It's Olivier speaking. As I said, I haven't got a copy of the document. When can you make that available, Sam?
Straight after this call.
Okay, perfect. So then what I would suggest is maybe give it a week for our first comments. So starting from today, the 2nd, moving all the way to next week, the 9th, Thursday the 9th, which then gives us a little more time just for the initial comments. And then, you know, the ball will be rolling on this, and hopefully within a couple of weeks, then we can have a final document, I guess. And there's an echo now. Any thoughts or comments from anyone? A week? 1 week looks sounds good, says Young. So, okay.
Olivier.
Yes, Nigel Hickson.
I'm so sorry, Nigel here. I was off for a few minutes. Sorry, a week for what? I went off halfway through Sam's presentation. Are we going to give her information? What's the action? So I think there's still some further work to do, and we need to provide her with some further information still before it's complete. But anyway, you were mentioning something.
Yes, Nigel, it's Olivier speaking. So the idea is for Sam to have a first draft of this document put online on a Google Doc and also send a PDF copy to everyone on our mailing list, and then give us a week to come back with feedback on what's there for her to be able to pick it up and make the necessary amendments, whilst I gather there will be some parts that will still say, probably in square brackets, and say something else needs to be inserted here and this part needs to be added and expanded, etc.
I understand. Yeah, no, so I'm with it. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you. Well, not very with it.
Okay, thanks, Nigel. Any comments or questions on the call? I am not seeing anyone putting their hand up, so that's then an action item for this document to be sent to everyone. And thank you very much for working on this, Sam, and looking forward to see the first draft and to come back to you with some feedback. Let's move on for C. C for Charlie, forthcoming activities. There is a timeline that Marilyn Kate has made, has shared with Nigel Hickson and the co-chairs of this working group. There is a link to this timeline now that you will be able to, that you can see. UN specialized agencies and international organizations related WISIS plus 10 SDG and internet governance events for 2017. And boy, does this look crowded. A lot of things in that document. Certainly, if you feel like you have a spare year, you might as well get engaged in this. It's just one event after another. The thing, I guess, that we will have to do with this document is to first look at what we want to be involved in and to what extent. And I guess a lot of these consultations and meetings, face-to-face meetings, etc., we will receive reports on from Nigel Hickson and his crew. Can we post the link, asks Judith. The link is on the agenda, timeline 2017, Gen version 2.1
Wikipedia.
Okay.
Yeah, I found it. I found it.
So that's the forthcoming activities. By having this on this call, I guess was there was a twofold idea. The first is, of course, that we can all have a look at this. Desiree, is it possible to have, please, to share this on the Adobe Connect? It would certainly help.
Yeah, just give me 1 second.
Thanks.
And so this,
yes, Nigel Hickson, please. I guess this really is something that you've worked with and that Marilyn has sent to you. So I hand the floor over to you.
No, I don't want to take credit for it at all. But what I think will be useful, and whether we do it now or whatever, I mean, you're absolutely right. This is a very crowded document. There's a lot of activities. A lot is going on. I think what will be useful is to take a view from the working group, whether there's part of it which they think is not particularly germane to our work, in which case we can, you know, depopulate it in some way. So, you know, if it was a basket of fruit, you know, do we need the apples and the pears or just the bananas, so to speak? Or on the other hand, of course, if there's a train of work which our members are involved in and think it should be on it, then, you know, the opposite is true. I mean, these things are by no means perfect. It's very difficult to capture everything, and on the other hand, some of it may not be relevant to what we want to concentrate on. But I mean, we could leave that discussion to Copenhagen or whatever in your hands, of course. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Nigel. That's a good point, and I guess that's the reason why we're having it on this call. It's great to look at the graphics, but let's start work on seeing what we have to add and take away. I can certainly see a number of points in there which might not be the ones that we would be following, that are just very limited in scope and that wouldn't be will certainly not align with the ICANN scope. I understand, though, that you would be working towards producing an ICANN chart from this and with more input of what your activities are. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, yes, that's right, indeed. There's one or two things that we would want to add to this from an ICANN perspective. But really, it has a lot of information on it. So really, it's a case of, it's the working groups. It's your decisions on this. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. So the floor is open. You've all got a copy of it now because it's on the screen, or you could go into the agenda and click on the link, which lets you download this. I can certainly see a couple of things that might not be particularly well, that I certainly do not recognize. For example, 1Conf, 16th to 17th of May, Hague, Netherlands. I must admit I do not know what this is about. ITU Council meetings is something that you probably follow. The G7 is, of course, something a bit different for this year. I certainly know that some ISTAR organizations are following this, and I gather that ICANN is also following this process. The ECOSOC is a process we have used and we have followed in the past. WISIS Forum, obviously, again. And then the G20 is something that we don't appear to have followed too closely last year. I don't know whether this year that would be the case. UN Global Compact Leaders Summit. I, again, plead total ignorance about this topic. The WITSA, of course, WITSA, we have followed in the past. And I'm only speaking out loud here based on what this working group has followed in the past. But then the Global Connect Stakeholders Conference, Advancing Solutions, is something which I have no knowledge of. The AFICTA Summit is also something I have no knowledge of, and the rest of the other boxes I think we have all followed in the past, WTDC, UNESCO General Conference, and the UN General Assembly, UNGA. I certainly, from memory, remember having feedback from Nigel on this. I ask anyone who is on the call to point anything out that you might wish to say where, well, either has been forgotten from this graphic or needs to be added. And Nigel, please chime in on this, because I might have said some nonsense about past ICANN involvement on any of these conferences. In the meantime, I see Judith Hellestein.
Yes, this is Judith Hellestein for the record. I was just wondering, since you have the G7 and the G20, what about the Global Symposium for Regulators? That also might, also, especially with the big push in WTSA with the DAFICA, that might come up there too, because I know they're planning on putting it in into every place they possibly can. And so that's just my question about that. And the Global Connect is basically a U.S. more focused event. Started out with what the U.S. State Department had done, but now they've partnered with the World Bank and the IEEE, who are continuing it, and they're having it connected to the World Bank meetings. So that's why it appears twice during the year, in October and June. So if someone wants that, I can talk about that, but I just would put that up there.
Judith, how is this related to ICANN, the ICANN mission and ICANN issues?
I don't think the Global Connect issues is related to ICANN as much. Could be more related to some of the stuff that might be doing in the auction proceeds, but not related to ICANN. This is all of Marilyn's chart, that what Marilyn is following. It's not necessarily what ICANN is following. It's what Marilyn is following.
That's correct, Judith. Thank you. And that's why I guess I ask, Nigel has been working with Marilyn on this. Nigel, you could perhaps point out the parts which ICANN is following in addition to this and which ICANN is not following when listed on this page. I note that Renata Aquino mentions Internet Freedom Festival and RightsCon are not on there but relevant. I would probably ask that, we obviously can't make decisions here, but I would ask that you make those comments on the mailing list and then get the feedback from everyone. I gather some people will absolutely support this,
others might not. And people-centered internet also, people-centered internet projects, for those people that are not aware, are projects that are somehow, well, they're development projects for internet development. And whilst in the past we were following the Net Mondial initiative projects at some point, there are some similarities with the people-centric internet projects. Jim Prendergast mentions in the chat that Joran is speaking at RightsCon, so that might indeed make this an ICANN-supported or ICANN-related topic. And I can see here, same with Global Connect. Okay. ICANN is sponsoring these conferences. Okay. If I could ask you all to, once we share this on the mailing list, to please point this out. The next question, of course, comes as, well, we have this whole list of events. How should this working group be involved? Should this working group be involved with every conference that ICANN is sponsoring and involved as in receiving feedback from both participants from this working group and staff who go to this, participants in this conference and staff that go to this conference, and whether there should be any input from this working group to the various processes. That somehow links with our wider question as to what our the activities for our next few months are going to be, and our work process. Looking at this, I'll share my view. I'm a little concerned about the multiple number of processes that are out there and about spreading thin, following too many different tracks and not having any impact on any of the tracks due to being spread too thin. I'm also wary of any criticism from some of our chartering organizations who would be who have been vocal in more than one way about this working group perhaps concentrating on issues which are really not ICANN core issues or ICANN related issues. But that's again a political discussion that we're not going to have here. Youngam Lee, you have your hand up and you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. I kind of agree with what you just said in that there seem to be a lot of tracks, a lot of different types of tracks. Can we agree to focus on some of the tracks that we have been trying to monitor, such as the CSTD Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation, and the IGF, and the some of the major sort of ITU ones, such as, I mean, ones that we actually are aware of that are discussing the internet governance issues in a sort of a major way, so that they may have they have the potential to influence the global communication on internet governance. So the ITU council meetings on internet governance would be another one. And so just, I can see, I guess, three or four tracks that I think we should try to focus on more closely than others.
Thanks for this, Youngam. That's a good point. It's Olivia speaking. I was going to then ask as an action item for Nigel to, because I understand that ICANN is going to produce its own timeline, and in producing our own timeline, if Nigel could identify on the current graphic, and not on this call because it might take a bit too much time, and I'm wary of the fact that we have other agenda items today. Nigel, if you could sort of identify what ICANN has engaged in the past, and that will be a good starting point. And secondly, what ICANN has engaged in the past and that is not on this list at present, and then share this list and the, I don't know whether you want to mark this by dots or whatever it is graphically with the working group, and we can then start focusing on where we want to focus our attention specifically. And that, of course, requires input from more than just the people who are on the call today. Is that a good way forward? I know it's going to mention a page of resources so people add. Yeah, perhaps we can have this on the wiki, create a wiki page and just add it like this. Nigel Hickson.
So I didn't, a page of resources? I didn't quite understand what that referred to. But anyway, I can follow up with Glenn that.
The idea, I mean, Glenn mentions a page of resources so people add. I'm not 100% sure of this. We have a page, we have several wiki pages in our wiki structure that follow specific processes. There's one on CSTD, there's one on IGF, there's one on WISIS Forum, and in fact, not just one, but each time a family of pages on each one of these topics, and these obviously have to be updated. But the I wish we had these like virtual post-it notes that we could all post on the different boxes and then get a better idea of which of the these boxes we're going to be focusing on. Back to you, Nigel.
Yeah, thank you, Olivia. I think the input on the chat and what people have said has been very valuable. I agree with you. The idea of this was not to come up with a list of activities as such. I mean, those are available on various sources like Diplo and a whole host of organizations put calendars out. So, you know, we don't want to list conferences. I think we want to list events, as Young-un said, where the input from the Internet Governance Working Group has importance. And so it is things like WTSA, CSTD, et cetera. I mean, ITU Council is an important event. It's one of those events which betrays the claim of the ITU to be multi-stakeholder. It's a completely closed event. You sort of almost have to give blood to even sort of put your hand up if you're an observer. So certainly it's not an event we can have any input to. But things like WTSA and the Council Working Groups and other things we can, and I think they should be listed, GSR obviously, having taken this input and with further input we can make a sort of draft available, but I think thanks to the conversation, thanks to Marilyn obviously for providing this for us. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. We'll follow up after this call on this. I was just thinking of various ways to indicate the different boxes, whether we wanted to follow. I was looking at, you know, having dots, red dots, green dots, and orange or amber dots. Green obviously being, oh yes, we've done this in the past and we want to continue. Orange being as in, well, this is borderline, and red as being something that we can delete from the list. But we'll work something out. I note the time is ticking. The last item in agenda item 4 is the ICANN 58 CCWGIG and face-to-face sessions. It marks 10 minutes. I hope we can go a little faster than 10 minutes for this. There are, I could really hand the floor over to Nigel Hickson for this, as we are likely to have, we will have a face-to-face session and we will have a public session. Not a high-interest session on this occasion, so that puts a little less pressure to align panelists and extensive agendas and lets us decide on the agenda at shorter notice than had we had a high-interest topic session. Nigel Hickson, what's the status on these? Have the requests been made? Have we had feedback so far? And, I hand the floor over to you.
Yes, thanks very much, Olivier, and I'll try and be brief and focused and not sarcastic or anything like that. So the meetings team for ICANN 58 have been very helpful. They're provisionally allocated as two slots, one for the CCWGIG face-to-face and one for the public session. So the face-to-face, they've allocated 11 to 12:15 on the Wednesday, and for the public session, 11 to 12:15 on the Thursday. Now, these are their suggestions. We can go back and we can ask for different slots. That's not a problem. We have a couple of weeks in which to make the formal inputs to the meetings team on this. But just as important as the timing for the slots is the agenda. This year, as you know, there's been a trend to make the sessions more professional, which is only good, and we have to submit fairly detailed agendas for both sessions in 2 weeks' time. Otherwise, we simply won't get the slots. So we need, I mean, you know, we can always change things slightly, but we need to have at least sort of, three or four agenda items for each one of those sessions so we can put that on our application form. But as I said, also we can review the timings depending on the wishes of the working group. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. Olivier speaking. When is the deadline, did you say, for submitting these forms?
I'm someone else might know. DeZero might know. I haven't got it to hand. I had an impression it was sort of like the 12th or 13th of February. It's something like that. Certainly, we've got at least 10 days or so to work on this.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier speaking. And so what I would suggest is that we issue a call for topics for our public meeting in Copenhagen. We send that call for topics to our mailing list so as to obtain suggestions. And also the face-to-face session is quite likely to be easier as it will be a follow-up to the organizational topics, namely the annual review and the GNSO Council request. I would certainly imagine we would need to be looking at our forthcoming activities. It's always a good idea to be face-to-face when discussing this. So really the defining one, the slightly more challenging way is to get the agenda up for our public meeting. And it might well be that we wish to present the annual review of the working group activities as one of the topics and then focus on something else during the rest of that public meeting. What I'm saying here is just a starting point. So please comment on the...
We did.
Nigel Hickson?
Yeah, sorry, Olivia, I didn't mean to interrupt. We did have some exchange on the list. I put round a couple of suggestions, and a number of people added to them, so we could sort of circulate that as a starting point. I'm not saying that was the final outcome in any way, but we did have a couple of suggestions.
Okay. Oh, you received them. I'm sorry. I'm following so many tracks. So, Olivia speaking, I can't quite remember. Exactly offhand what the suggestions were, but that it would be good if you could indeed put them all in one email and then share them, and we can continue the discussion on this. Let's aim for a better idea in the next 1 to 2 weeks. You did say the 15th or so. We are the 2nd of February at the moment. Or did you say the 13th? Let's aim for about a week, 10 days. Okay, now, thank you. I don't see any other hands at present, so we can now move to the policy topics for this call. We still have half an hour, as this is a 90-minute call. The policy topics are mostly updates from staff and from participants who have taken part in the different consultations and meetings that are listed on the agenda. First, the IGF community public consultation. You will have noticed an email from Nigel Hickson on this topic, and Nigel has received some feedback. There are three links on the page, the one to the IGF consultation page, one to the list of comments received, and there were quite a few comments received, although it's interesting to see that quite a few of the comments said pretty much the same thing. And finally, there's also a link to the ICANN final comment. Nigel, did you want to take us through this? I just looked at this, and it says page not found, the ICANN final comment. Things have been moved around, I think, which is a bit unfortunate.
No, I think it's pursuant to an executive order or something, but perhaps I might be wrong. But, yeah, so we... Thank you very much for those that comments forward. We got comments from the cross-community working group. We also got comments from the sort of staff and board members that attended. So that was useful, and we put in a submission as you've alluded to. And there's a whole host of other submissions. I think 50 or 60 submissions have been given by others. And these will be discussed at the MAG meeting, at the multi-stakeholder advisory group meeting. I don't know when that is. It's proposed that it takes place in the first week of March, but I haven't seen confirmation. I mean, we're not on the MAG, so I'm not sure. But we'll certainly go along to the meeting and be able to hear what people say about. The review of the last RGF. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier Capanoblanc speaking. And I have noticed that there were questions when it came down to the sort of format of IGF. I mean, is there anything that came out, any trends that came out from the different points of view, or did you not have a look at that?
I'm trying to gather my thoughts. I mean, there was a number of useful comments, and there's this what there was support for a more sort of focused agenda on particular issues that could be taken forward through an intersessional process and then sort of develop more at the IGF. Some people thought that some of the wider topics were interesting, but you know it was a bit of a bit too. You know, there were rather too many topics. Some people thought there were too many workshops as such. There was general, you're right in terms of the process. There was a lot of praise for the sort of flash sessions or whatever you call them that took place in Mexico. So some useful comments, but it of course does depend on the discussion that takes place at the MAG, and I think we're. Renato's mentioned that it's confirmed now, perhaps in the first and third of March in Geneva, then I suppose. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier speaking, and there was an error in our agenda page. The link was working yesterday, but it appears that the IGF changed the link, so I've amended it just now and reloaded the agenda in case you wish to, and I think it's also, I've also sent it now to the chat as well. Okay, so that was the first one. I don't see anyone putting their hand up. Are there any questions or comments or anything that needs to be added to this? With no one, oh, no, Renata Aquino.
Hi, I hope you can listen to me okay.
Renata, very well.
Here. Oh, great. Just adding the information that there is the first working group of IGF 2017 has already been formed. It's the working group on workshop evaluation process. And up to now, it has MAG members involved. It may have, just like any other working group had, general members interested enrolled in it in during the consultation time. So if folks are interested in participating on improving workshop evaluation for the IGF, this should be an opportunity. Just that comment. Thanks.
Thank you, Renata. It's Olivia speaking. Has there been a call for volunteers yet, or should we first wait for a call for volunteers before stepping forward? Okay, so there would be a call for volunteers on the 1st or 3rd of March, if I understand you correctly. Okay. The call will go out during the consultations. Okay, thanks very much for this. And I don't see any other hands up. So then we can go, if there is no further discussion on the IGF follow-up. First, I wanted to just thank Nigel for tapping the working group for input and for filing the ICANN comment on this. I think it pretty much reflected the views, the varied views of our community, and I can say I agreed with the great majority of what was being said on there. So next is the CSTD intersessional. And I guess, Nigel, you've just been back from this, or you still are there.
Olivia, thank you. Yeah, sorry. No, the CSD, thankfully, not still there. So the CSD intersessional was last week in Geneva. So it comprised of the CSTD plenary session on Monday to Wednesday. The Wednesday session was on WISIS. Well, actually, just the Wednesday morning, and I'll circulate a note of that. Nothing too controversial, but a discussion on the WISIS process in relation to the Sustainable Development Goals. It was a good session, but nothing too controversial. And then on Thursday and Friday was the CSTD Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation. So this is the working group of 30 or so members, member states, and stakeholders, and we met, as you recall, we discussed this before, to look at a number of inputs. So about 45 different inputs on the question of enhanced cooperation, which were discussed in this two-day session. I'll circulate a note of the working group. It was a productive working group. There was general agreement that we ought to come up with a number of characteristics of what enhanced cooperation means in terms of the way that stakeholders should work together and openness, transparency, etc. That was discussed, and then we went on to discuss a number of recommendations that the group might come up with. This is early days. The group will continue to meet until until this time next year, where it has to report to the CSTD plenary in May 2018. So we have a bit of time on our hands. But the recommendations vary from sort of just ensuring that these high-level characteristics are well known, to having some sort of new UN process to oversee internet governance-type activities. So one suggestion is that effectively you would have a UN committee that replaced the government advisory committee. So you would still have ICANN, but the government input to ICANN that currently comes through the government advisory committee would come from a UN committee or something. That's one idea, and there's a host of other ideas as well. And there's nothing that new in this, but these will be discussed and developed, and the recommendation will be forthcoming in due course. So, I mean, it's quite important work, quite interesting. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. Olivier speaking, and you mentioned something I was totally unaware of, the whole idea of replacing the GAC with a UN-based type of committee. Would this require the agreement of ICANN if that was to be proposed, or is that really just very early on sort of brainstorming that we are at the moment?
Yes, indeed. I mean, as I say, we're looking at, you know, draft recommendations, and I mean, it's no secret that some countries, from time to time, have called for a sort of UN committee to oversee the activities of ICANN. I mean, India has been a proponent of this for some time. Even though at the ICANN meetings and at the IGF, they talk about multi-stakeholder approaches in their submission to the Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation. They talked about a sort of multilateral approach at the UN. So these ideas come up from time to time and are discussed. I suspect they'll be discussed in great detail, obviously a lot of countries would be very much opposed to any reorganization of the way that the GAC is formulated. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. Are there any comments or questions? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. I have one just request to ask to you, Nigel. Is we have a wiki page that is dedicated to following the WGEC and so the Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation and the United Nations CSTD. So two wiki pages. If I could ask that these get updated with the latest, that would certainly help our members and communities to be able to see where we are. Okay, have we lost Nigel? Is that okay?
Sorry, Olivia. No, you haven't lost me. Yes, of course. We'll do notes on the on this and circulate them and put them on the wiki pages, and we can update. We can put the agenda on the on the wiki pages as well. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks. Because the reason for me asking is, of course, at the moment the last update was the 26th of November, and that looked at the consultation. Original consultation were the high-level characteristics of enhanced cooperation, taking into account the work of the previous WGEC and the Tunis agenda, particularly paragraph 6971. What kind of recommendations should we consider? So it says here the deadline is 1st of December. Obviously, you've had that input, you've made those recommendations, and you've made that input into the process. It will be good to track this. And wiki pages are good for that. Judith Hellestein, you have your hand up.
Yes, this is Judith Hellestein for the record. Nigel, the question I have for you is, with the people who made the comments on the GAC, who made the opposite comments on the IGF or on the other areas, was it different people sometimes who come to some of these, like the council working groups or to the other ITU stuff, are different people than have come for the ICANN or IGF? And could that possibly be the case if you mentioned with India and some others, or maybe you could elaborate on that?
Well, thank you, Judy. I don't think it's really for me to interpret individual governments' positions. I mean, suffice to say the CSDD Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation usually would have input from a foreign ministry of a government, because that's where the sort of general call goes for these UN committees. Whereas at the IGF and the ICANN meetings, it's not always the foreign ministry, it could be the telecommunications ministry or someone else. But so, you know, one can get a different nuance on these issues. But you know, it's all, you know, it's nothing, everything is positive and for discussion. I'm sorry for the noise.
Thanks, Nigel. Other questions? I note that Renata mentions in the chat, I'm also in a bit of a shock on this idea. I gather this is regarding the GAC and UN process. Right, well, thanks for following this up. Yongam Lee, you have the floor. And you might be muted at present, Yongam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was speaking. I'm also very surprised by the idea of the GAC being replaced by a UN something, because that seems to be actually a very realistic way for the UN to be involved in the internet governance issues at ICANN. And so this is something that I think we should really follow very closely. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Yongam. There seems to be agreement and certainly concern on this call. So we'll look forward to that written update on the wiki page, Nigel. Next is the ITU-ITR expert group. There are no links to anything because when we built the agenda, I wasn't quite sure where this was going. It would be good to have an update on this, please. I think that you mentioned that this needed to be included. ITU-ITR expert group.
This is Nigel. I mean, I can say a few words, but there might be other people on the call that want to say something on this first.
It looks as though it's just you, Nigel, at present.
So essentially what this is the at the last plenipotentiary in 2014, there was an agreement, there was a resolution that an expert group be convened to look at the international telecommunication regulation that was adopted in 2012 at the WICCET. As you recall, it was adopted by a majority vote, but at least a third of the ITU members did not vote to adopt it. So this one of the issues before the expert group on international telecommunication regulations is to look at the problems, if there are any legal business problems between having two sets of ITRs, one which some countries, if you like, adopt, and others, another set, the 2012 set, that another countries will adopt. So that's going to be looked at in this expert group. There is also another number of other questions concerning whether the ITRs from 2012 need to be adopted or adapted or modified in any sense. It's going to be a fairly sort of open discussion. It's chaired by a fairly leading government person from Mexico who I think will be very good. The working group is open to ITU member states and to sector members, and there'll be lots of governments, I think, represented next Thursday and Friday at this working group. I'll go along, thanks to the generosity of ISOC, who have allowed me to be part of their delegation. So we'll be able to sort of update this working group on those discussions. But suffice to say that these are initial discussions. The expert group will probably meet four or five times before the next plenipotentiary in 2018. It has a mandate to report to the ITU Council in May or June 2018. So it's fairly early days, but you will recognise the sort of sensitivity of this topic and the fact that different governments will have different views about what should be taken forward, if anything at all. Thank you.
Thank you for this update, Nigel. Perhaps we could, instead of you speaking, perhaps we could create a wiki page on this topic as well. It looks like this is really the beginning of a long process as well, and it's certainly something that we need to keep a track of. So let's have an action item on this, and I'm happy to create the wiki page myself and try and pick here and there. If you have any pointers to documentation or web pages or that point, that would be helpful. And I think this is interference. Is it somebody who is trying to take the floor? No, that was just interference. Okay.
Nope. Olivia, sorry. It might have been me, but one thing I should have said, of course, is that this is an ITU Council working group, which are closed. So we can certainly post the agenda, and we can post any other documents that are in the public domain. But the contributions, and there are a number of contributions from different governments, including the UK and the US, are confidential to those governments. I mean, obviously, those governments can decide to make them public if they so wish, but. So we're a bit limited what we can post, but we'll post what we can. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. And I was hoping that there might be some WCIT leaks documents out there lingering about. And I've just checked on their website. For those people that do not know, the wikileaks.org was the organization, I guess, or the website that was sharing those documents that were locked behind the ITU ties system and sharing them with the rest of the world. Perhaps someone from WikiLeaks will wake up and start leaking more things. Of course, I wouldn't agree with any of these leaks at all, and I certainly would not want to push for this to happen. I have nothing to do with this, right? Judith Hellestine, you have your hand up, then we'll move on.
This is Judith. Nigel, can you also talk about the ICANN comment that you put in for the open consultation that's happening tomorrow? The physical meeting is happening tomorrow, but it was an open consultation on development, and ICANN put in a comment on that?
So I think we've touched on this on a previous call. So tomorrow is the open consultation that ITU have every 6 months, and the subject is development, and there's a number of contributions, I think probably more than 50 or 60, and they'll be discussed tomorrow in the open, in the group. I'm not sure how it's going to work exactly, but I'll be able to, I can circulate the ICANN contribution. It's something we wrote rather late. It was based on some material that we'd developed before, and we'd discussed in this group on some of the linkages between development and open access, etc. But I'll certainly circulate the input we gave.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier speaking. And now with only 3 minutes left on the clock until the end of our call, let's have a look at 3D, D for Delta, CCWG participation in WISIS Forum. As you know, we have participated for 2 years running in the WISIS Forum, and this year the WISIS Forum takes place in May 2017. Let's have a look. I guess the main question really is this working group going to participate in presenting a workshop? The theme this year is Information and Knowledge Societies for SDGs, as in Sustainable Development Goals. I don't think we have enough time on this call to brainstorm on a full idea or topic. I note that there is a deadline for the workshop proposals. You've got a link at the moment on the agenda. Phase one, opening of the open consultations on the 1st of September. Phase two, the first physical meeting. This is for the preparation groups. Phase three, the second physical meeting, the 14th of February. The submissions deadline for workshop proposal is the 20th of February. So yet again, a short timeline for us. What I would suggest to launch the process with us is to send out an email to our mailing list and find out if there is any interest for the cross-community working group to send a stage a workshop there. 2 years ago, we had a workshop on the CCWG IANA process. Last year, we had a workshop on the CCWG accountability process. I frankly do not know this year. Would certainly welcome some suggestions. Nigel, just as a aside, is ICANN going to participate as ICANN? And if yes, what type of sessions would it will it organize? And I'm saying here the ICANN, not the CCWG.
How many days in a week? Yeah, thank you, Olivier. So the good news is that it's not May, it's June. I'm not sure if that's good news, but it's the 12th of June, the Business Forum. And the other piece of good news, I suspect, is that the middle of February is not the deadline. I suspect it will be slightly later. I mean, that's just my gut feeling, and I might be totally wrong. But it seems that rather early cutoff, but we should certainly perhaps before the 14th of February, just because that's when this open consultation session, I think it is, or the 15th of February in Geneva, we should perhaps think about what we might want to do, just from a general point of view. I mean, I can staff, if you like, or the organization. We haven't suggested anything yet or thought about any particular session ourselves on GTLDs or anything like that. So I think the scope is open for this working group if we wish to have a session to put something forward. And of course we could review review what's happened on accountability or we could do something else or whatever. Anyway.
Thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking. So let's just again launch another discussion on the mailing list for this. We are reaching the end of our call. Any other business? Agenda item number 5. No one pointed anything out earlier. I guess what we need to think about is when our next call will be. But first, I see Renata has put her hand up. So, Renata, you have the floor.
Yes, we should also, Renata, notice that WISIS will have a TED. Before it was TED at Geneva, but maybe it is inside the event. Anyway, I think we should suggest Nigel for TED speaker. He would make a fantastic one.
Thanks for this, Renata. Nigel, I know you've got a lot of spare cycles.
Nigel is, thank you very much, but I'm sure these people better qualify.
Okay. And just, it's Olivia speaking, just mentioning, Judith mentioned the WISIS website says the deadline is shown on the WISIS website as being, the WISIS forum website as being February the 20th. So maybe we need to check on that if that's the case as well. Nigel, for test speaker, if you agree, then let's start a campaign for this. And our next call, I would suggest perhaps not next week as we have quite a few action items and a few things to do, but in 2 weeks' time. So we are today Thursday the 2nd. The next week is the 9th. The week after is the 16th. Could I suggest that perhaps we have a Doodle poll that spans both the Thursday on the 16th and the Thursday on the 23rd? Is that something that would work out? And it really depends, I guess, on the things that are taking place in the meantime on the in the rest of the world. But I'm not seeing any meetings taking place exactly then in February. The ITU Council working groups, there is, well, the ITRs, expert group on ITRs meets on the 9th to the 7th to the 10th of February, but the latter part of February doesn't have any meetings. Are we okay with this? Which dates again? We're looking at the Thursday, the 16th, plus or minus one day, and Thursday, the 23rd, plus or minus one day. I'm a little concerned of doing it too late. I'd rather do it in 2 weeks from now so that we have 1 week to comment on the documents that will be shared on the mailing list and then speak on the call. So give it a two-week gap. Are we okay with that? I see no objections. I'd like to thank you all for being on this call, and would like to thank Nigel in particular for all his hard work in providing us with feedback, and of course Sam Dickinson for working on this proposal for the annual review. And with this, I see 16th is not so good. We'll do a doodle, a couple of doodles, and or doodle with a few days and see how we go. Thanks, everyone. This call is now adjourned, and speak to you very soon, and let's follow up on the mailing list. Thank you.
Thank you very much.